little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I think my worry when I see patients is, what if I don't see them again?
Yeah.
So I need to, you know, I need to try and address everything now. That's what I feel.
Yeah. But you don't necessarily need to see them again. It would be nice to, but you do have colleagues, and there's always the next time for whoever. There's a degree of continuity, isn't there, that's important. I think it's quite helpful at this stage just to reflect on what we've learned with agenda setting, because there have been some really wonderful bits. This is such an important part of the consultation to get right, isn't it? To actually connect emotionally with the patient. So we've reflected on that. We've described the emotion that we're seeing with the patient. We've also made sure that we know what to cover, and we found what they planned beforehand. As I say, it seems to be so important that they've already talked to 3.6 people before they've come to see us, that let that come out and then make sure it's bottomed out for what they're planning to say, because there might be something that's hidden. But once we've got that right, then just reflecting on it, these are the three things that we're going to try and cover. These seem like the important things.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.